Good afternoon, everyone. Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures, and we'll take a look at how your grain markets closed this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Well, I got myself a time machine with Trimble Easy Pilot Steering System. Hooked up with a Trimble CFX 750 display and CenterPoint RTX, Easy Pilot helps me make time with precision guidance that's steering me to better stands, more efficient harvest, and bigger yields. And I get it all done faster and with a lot less stress. Make yourself some time and make farming more efficient and profitable. The Trimble Easy Pilot Steering System is available at Livingston Machinery in Altus, Chickasha, or Fairview.
In wheat research, OSU and its licensed Oklahoma wheat farmers make up a national championship team. OSU researchers use their broad expertise to create winning varieties for farmers. Farmers are proud that their purchase of OSU licensed varieties is an investment in Oklahoma State's world-class wheat research. Researchers helping farmers, farmers helping researchers. In the end, it leads to the nation's best wheat genetics. To find out more about OSU wheat varieties, log on to okgenetics.com. That's okgenetics.com.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
The grain trade slid into the close today for the third straight day, mainly following the soybeans. The soybeans have had three straight days of MOC sell orders as the market gets pressured into the close. There's a flood of sell orders that flow into the market, and that's what's driving it down. And that today weighed on the wheat and corn futures both at the very end of the day, about 1:14 this started. But we closed down about a half a cent, steady to a half cent lower in the corn. December closed around $4.40. November beans down around 10 cents, right at that $13 mark. And then the Kansas City and Chicago wheat futures both closed down about 5 cents, with Kansas City December at $7.59. And then the July of 2014, which is the crop we're planting right now, was down about 6¾ at $7.37. And that's about 13 cents off the high from earlier this week, which was just over $7.50. The news is really that the wheat is being planted really nicely here in the Southern Plains. We're almost 100% done. This Monday, we'll see exactly where we're at, but we're pretty far along in that. And then some rainfall is forecast starting this weekend into next week for a lot of the Kansas City wheat growing areas. We'll keep pressure on that market.
We'll have more market analysis with Justin Lewis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were traders looking at today?
There's still a lot of question marks facing the grain trade at this point of the harvest. And one of them is what is the farmer going to do with that grain? Are they going to sell it? Is it going to move to the ethanol producers and the soybean crushers? Both of those are hugely profitable right now, so there's demand in that market. Will the farmer store it? A lot of guys are saying the farmer will store it because it sold off so much, they're going to try to hold out for higher prices. And that's specifically true for the corn, as that market is below the cost of production in a lot of places. And then there's what's going on in South America with Argentina and their presidential or their elections this weekend and possible changes there. If you look at the weather, it looks like the next 2 weeks, the weather calls for normal temps and normal to maybe a little bit above normal rainfall for the Midwest and all the way into Kansas. But there's good harvest weather overall forecasted through this weekend. If you look at South America's weather, it looks like normal temps and normal rainfall down there, and that should make their crop move along nicely. Now, but really just not a whole lot. I mean, we're just waiting for these backdated USDA reports to come out and move that along. And then next week we'll have a crop progress, which is likely to show 70-75% of soybeans harvested and about 50% of corn harvested.
Thanks, Justin. And your phone number?
877-431-9805.
Recapping our closing numbers this afternoon, October live cattle were down 22 cents at 132.57. October feeder cattle were unchanged at 165.55. And December lean hogs were up 82 at 90.42. Kansas City December wheat was down 5¼ cents at 7.59 even. Chicago December corn down 1/4 at 4.40. And November soybeans were down 9¾ cents at $13 even. That's a look at today's markets. Make it a great day, Oklahoma. I'm Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com.